With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Over the last week or so, the Minnesota State High School League has been putting the finishing touches on the 2020 fall sports season for high school kids across Minnesota. KDWA Sports is able to be joined by Minnesota State High School League Communications Coordinator Tim Layton on Tuesday morning, and he first breaks down the decisions made by the Minnesota State High School League in regards to fall sports after everything the kids went through this past spring.
Well, you're absolutely right. This has been a time period that we've never seen before. This summer season has been a period of time that we've never experienced before. It's not about summer vacations anymore. It's about trying to come to a solution as to what can we do as a state association to help our 525 member schools with their participants and be able to give them co-curricular activities. So as we know, last Tuesday, August the 4th, our board of directors met to provide some guidance to our member schools, and they took the recommendation of a return to participation task force in establishing how to proceed, how to best have activities in a safe and healthy environment. And to do that, the task force had some guiding principles that they used in assembling the return to participation. And if I could share with you and your listeners, here were those guiding principles. They were wanted to prioritize the health and the safety for all of those to the greatest extent possible. They wanted to make sure that they aligned with state organizations and agencies around the return to learn models. That's very important because, as you recall, the return to participation announcement came after Governor Walz shared his return to learning model. The task force also used as a guiding principle a provide an opportunity for education-based participation in each and every sport and activity. And of course, we want to demonstrate equity and fairness, acknowledge the financial implications of it, and to be able to apply the guidelines consistently. So the task force used that in their recommendation to the full board of directors, and the approved fall sports seasons came about this way. There's going to be girls tennis, there will be boys and girls soccer, there will be girls swimming and diving, and boys and girls cross country. Now, the headline of all of this perhaps was the movement of football and volleyball to a newly created season in the spring.
Though football and volleyball will be moved to a modified spring sports schedule, one big silver lining about this coming fall sports season is a lot of the football and volleyball players are coming out for other fall sports, and the registration numbers continue to surge before their first practices. Layton notes that's a great problem to have.
Absolutely, and we're getting reports from member schools where participation registrations in cross country and in boys and girls soccer and in tennis are suddenly now on the rise because they have an opportunity. With the volleyball and football seasons being pushed to the newly created spring season, the opportunities to be a four-sport athlete are now there. And so that's the silver lining to this, and it's certainly a good problem to have. One of the key things in all of this is the first week of practice for the four sports I just mentioned. That will be on Monday, August the 17th. And the first week of practice is going to be focusing on implementing effective protocols and routines for the pre-participation screenings, effective social distancing, and of course, compliance with all health recommendations. And the big thing is establishing the pod limits of 25 or less. And these are all things that football and volleyball are going to be able to assess too as they prepare for their seasons in the spring. So this is really an important time. There's still plenty of planning, still plenty of discussions going on with our advisory committees, but certainly things are off on the right foot.
High school sports fans are also left waiting in the wings, wondering if they're going to be able to watch some of their favorite teams perform this fall. And all the Minnesota State High School League can say right now is patience. Layton concurs.
Patience at this point, until some of these things are determined. We are taking guidelines from the National Federation in Indianapolis on this. We're also taking guidance from the CDC and the Minnesota Department of Health in being able to safely implement how many participants, how many fans can be allowed in venues. Streaming is certainly going to be an important component here in fans being able to see games. We're working on that piece right now. It's going to come down to local districts. making decisions on what they feel safest. As you know, some of the opponents for each of these activities are going to be very localized. It's going to be conference and section opponents only. So we've got activities administrators now who are busy redoing schedules in anticipation of these fall sports kicking off next Monday, August the 17th. So again, I think it's patience right now is to determine how this plays out and following these guidelines, if fans are allowed to view or not.
Whether there's fans allowed or not at Minnesota State High School League competitions this fall, there's no doubt that the State High School League will be relying upon their media partners, including KDWA, throughout these uncharted waters. And we at KDWA are excited about the partnership.
Well, I tell you, Radio Tuck, our partnership with our media partners is going to take a step to a whole different level, and that's so important. We love our radio partnerships and our media partnership with other groups. The importance of now having the ability to share the information, be able to share games and results is now even more crucial than ever, especially if there is going to be limited fan attendance. We are working on models right now on how the media can effectively cover these games. The High School League is engaging with the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and forming a new partnership there. So we've got all sorts of things going on in the background to be able to how do we best make sure that our student athletes, our communities, our member schools get the coverage that they so richly deserve. So just because the decisions were made last week, the work still definitely continues on developing some of these models in what's really an ever-changing climate, as you're aware.
It's not just the athletic directors and the student athletes themselves, but Layton also gives a little bit of advice for those coaches in football and volleyball that will have to wait until their modified spring sports season begins.
Well, this certainly is a different situation that we're in, but also I'm a glasses half full kind of person, and I embrace it. I embrace the difference. It's a change. It's going to be certainly memorable. Years from now, they are going to remember the school year of 2020-21 and remember it for its uniqueness. Look at our culture that's going on around us. This is definitely a unique time for co-curriculars across the country. And so embrace the change. I think it can be very positive. So that's the advice I would give moving forward.
Special thanks to Minnesota State High School League Communications Coordinator Tim Layton for joining us. We'll have the complete interview at KDWA.com and also as part of our in-depth interviews this week. Stay tuned to KDWA for more. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.